My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to prepare for a smooth re-entry before you head out of town. Planning for re-entry will help make sure that the relaxed vibe you bring back from vacation lasts a little longer, instead of being eclipsed by a harried return to normal life. So from time to time, I hear from people who say it isn't worth it to take time off, because returning to their various obligations after time away feels so exhausting. And I get that. Nobody likes to come back to a ridiculous inbox and no clean laundry, particularly if a flight delay means you are home later than you planned. But coming back to chaos and never going on vacation are not your only two options. A third option is to take vacation time and, before you go, prepare for a smooth return. There are a few potential sources of post-vacation chaos that a little advanced planning can help you with. On the household front, I know that some people actually come back a day earlier than they need to in order to do all the laundry and grocery shop. That is one solution, but if you don't get that much vacation time, I don't want you to feel like you have to cut things short. Another option is that when you are packing, you pull out 1 to 2 outfits for everyone to lay out for your first day or two back. Now, you may discover that someone doesn't actually own enough socks to make that possible. But hey, if you are doing this before your trip, you could order some socks. Amazon will have them there for you when you return. If everyone has 2 outfits ready to go, then no one needs to do laundry until a day or two after you get back. That buys you time. Now, if you are the one who does all the laundry and you are headed out of town without your family, well, first, congratulations. Enjoy the break from doing laundry. It might be worth having a special conversation with whoever will be with your family, whether that's your partner, a grandparent, or a sitter, about doing everyone's wash at least once in your absence. Don't assume. Be straightforward. As in, please do everyone's laundry on Thursday. Thank you. If you don't think that will happen, well, go ahead and pull out 2 outfits for your kids and yourself for the 2 days after your return. Squirrel them away somewhere so no one wears them. Now they are ready. Groceries can be another sore point. Think through the food you might need for the day or two after your return. One easy option is to order groceries for pickup or delivery right after you get home. You might also have plans for things that don't actually require new groceries. Pasta and a jar of sauce from your pantry, plus a frozen veggie that you can heat up, can easily be dinner, even if you've been gone for a week or more. Keep pizza dough in your freezer and canned soups in your pantry, and now you can have soup and fresh bread for a meal when you bake that dough. Add in some frozen veggies to the soup to make them healthier, and well, sounding fairly nice. If your kids normally bring packed lunches to school, well, the first 2 days after a vacation are a great opportunity to try out the school lunch offerings and take this off your to-do list. Both work and family activities can also be a big source of stress. So, before you go, look at the week after your return. What do you have coming up? If you've got a big meeting at work 2 days after your return, you will feel less rushed if you do some of the preparation before your vacation, including sending anything you need to your colleagues so they can prepare in your absence. Your family calendar should also have anything impending on it too. So look ahead to the week post-vacation and deal with anything that could be a crisis. Order that present for your kid's friend's party. Make sure you have located the racket and shoes for someone's first tennis lesson. Ask if your sitter can stay late, because you can see that you have a work dinner on Tuesday, and your spouse is normally scheduled to work that night. As I have recommended in previous Before Breakfast episodes, it's also a good idea to be in touch with your closest colleagues and clients well in advance of your time away, so you can coordinate timelines. That way, you are less likely to come back to a big, urgent project unexpectedly. While a smooth reentry isn't quite as nice as a day at the beach, it is worth spending a little time making this happen. Having a plan for reentry will mean the days after vacation go more smoothly, and your feelings of refreshment may last longer. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Thanks for listening to Before Breakfast. If you've got questions, ideas, or feedback, you can reach me at laura@lauravanderkam.com. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartMedia. For more podcasts from iHeartMedia, please visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners, I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.